No, I hear you, man. And I trust me, I with what you're saying about being accountable to yourself and trying to keep your own side of the street clean, I'm right there with you. That's a big part of my life as well. So I totally respect that. Thank you. Former Angel Darren Erstad with us here live on AM 830. He's going to be at the Cannery tonight. It's part of their big charity Hot Stove League series of dinners and events. And, you know, Darren, after 10 years here with the Angels, 07 with the White Sox, and then the last two seasons in Houston, you got another year or two left? What do you think? Have you decided?
Well, I know I have a year or two left. Just a matter of if I'm going to give you a job or not. That's the other part. You know, last year was very tough. You know, 2 years in my first year with the Astros, you know, at this time of my career, you know, National League's a pretty good thing for me. I can play a few positions. I can hit a little bit, play some defense. You know, and I was good insurance for a couple young guys. You know, Michael Bourne 2 years ago really struggled in center field, so I got to play a ton. And then last year, oh my goodness, I mean, he just went berserk and played awesome, and I sat on the bench. And it was a, you know, I think I went almost 2 6-week periods without, you know, stepping on the field. So it was difficult. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to see if, whether I'm going to do that again, or I won't be in Houston, put it that way. But I guess I have an open mind to the whole thing. If this is it, hey, I'm good. I'm content with where I'm at in life, and I'm excited about the next chapter. But, you know, who knows? We'll see.
So it's just a matter of, yeah, you're going to get back on your workout schedule, like you said, and just kind of waiting. Because it seems like, I mean, look, there's, what, 200-plus guys that are still unsigned. So stuff's going to happen. It just may be a little bit longer.
When I say I have no stress about it, yeah. I mean I have no stress about it.
Good
because the great thing is, you know, you're working out to get in shape. Well, you're going to do that anyway. So, I mean, not like you're doing anything different than I would do anyway. I mean, some baseball-specific stuff maybe. But I'll be ready, and if the call's there, I'll be ready to go and go lay it on the line again. If not, well, I guess I'll go for Daddy of the Year.
Yeah, that's the thing to do anyway, no matter what, right?
Well, I'm two-time defending champion, but I didn't
work for it. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I don't know if you get any of it yourself when you're out and about, but I'm not just saying this. I get Angel fans a call all the time that ask about, you know, not only what you're doing, but about you possibly coming back to end your career here with the Angels. And I'd say probably at least once or twice a week, which is great.
Well, there is no doubt that there's been a great bond formed with a bunch of us Angels, with the fans, and you know, I don't think that winning that World Series didn't hurt that very much. So there was a, you know, it was just a great time. And like, I mean, I've always, you know, growing up, I was a Twins fan, and you know, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I was cheering for the Angels all the time too. So it's, you know, it's just it's been a great bond, and it's just a great time in my life that I'll never forget.
All right. Well, you know, we've on a different note, on a more serious note, Darren, we've been hearing a lot of your final out catch from Game 7 of the 0-2 World Series after the loss of our good friend Rory Marcus. Obviously, you knew Rory. You know, any memories, any special thoughts or memories that you have of your time knowing him?
Well, I mean, they've replayed that my memory of him the most, and that's of getting to do something that every kid in the world dreams of, who's ever wanted to play baseball, and Rory called it. You know, I mean, catching the final out and hearing his voice, and you know, it's just, man, I mean, it sends chills up your spine, and it's just another tragic event in the Angels organization, and you know, I mean, it's just, what do? You just keep your faith and keep praying, and just, I don't know, just there's really no answers and there's no words, and I feel terrible for Terry Smith. I mean, he's got to be going through just heck of a time with that, and I believe his father passed away, so it's been tough, but you just keep the faith. That's all you can do.
All right. Hey, we're talking with Darren Erstad, former Angel, always an all-time great. That's never going to change. Darren, last couple things. Going back to 02, that was the year, but for you personally, I wanted to ask. I remember we did an interview, a pregame interview. I was with the Dodgers for that season in 2000, and just that awesome 2000 season that you had, you know, from where you're at now and growing up and becoming more mature and watching, you know, what's happened with your body. When you think back to that season, you know, what comes to your mind?
Not much. Really? I honestly, I remember it, and it was a great individual year, but I have never been driven by individual success. And I mean, I could tell you like it was yesterday, the whole '02 season, except for that week where I had a concussion. But there was, I have more memories. I've always gotten joy out of playing sports for team accomplishments, and individual stuff, like, it just doesn't do much for me. It was a great year, but I never did it again. But 2 years later, we got to put it all together as a team, and that's way more. I've hit 270 and won a World Series over that stuff any day of the week. So that's just, I don't know if I was instilled by my parents or what, but that's just how I feel.
Darryl, that's one of the greatest answers I think I've ever heard. That was awesome.
Well, I've always said that to every reporter, TJ hates me for that, and DJ Vana and Shake and these guys they all hate me because I always give the corny answers like that, but it's the truth.
Well, they shouldn't hate you. That was a great answer, and it was the truth. All right, hey, last thing. I want to shift to college football. I'm not going to talk about your days with Nebraska, but I did want to point out, and I don't know if you caught it as well, as you know, we have a lot of Wildcat alums here at the Big A and in this building, and they had that game in San Diego a few weeks ago. What'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was the greatest game of the season. I wrote a little something on Artie's Christmas card, before the game, but I never heard any response back. And his wife grew up just south in Kansas, from where my wife is, so there's a little bantering going on there, but I didn't hear much after the game. So.
All right, well, hey.
Well, JT Snow, too. JT, I couldn't get the – he didn't respond either, so I guess they didn't have much to say.
Well, hey, Darren, I really enjoyed what you had to say today. Really, really enjoyed this very much. Thank you for the time. It's great to connect with you again. Have a great couple of months. We'll kind of see what happens. But in the meantime, all the best to you and your family. And, hope at some point we can connect down the road.
Appreciate it very much. No problem.
Thank you, though, very much.
Yep.
Darren Erstad.